We are going now to Linda, NPR's Linda Gradstein. Linda, are you on the line there?
Yes, I am.
Tell us what you think. Tell us about the latest rocket attacks. Now, Linda, you're on the line from
Jerusalem.
From Jerusalem. Tell us about the latest rocket attacks there in Israel.
There have been another sort of series of rocket attacks. It's become, you know, a daily occurrence now where people are sent to the shelters. So far, there are reports of some wounded, but there are no reports that anybody was killed in these rocket attacks. But the siren sounds and people are supposed to go into shelters. Many more people have left the area. The number's up to more than 250,000 Israelis who have left northern Israel and just said that they just can't stay. At the beginning, I think a lot of people thought it would only go on for a few days, maybe a week. I have friends who live up north, and after more than 3 weeks, they just sent their children away. They're staying, but their kids are going to a week-long summer camp in the center of the country.
Well, you know, we just now lost Philip Reeves from Beirut, and we're talking about the foreign minister's meeting there today. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert had talks today with defense officials to discuss broadening the air and ground attacks on Lebanon. What does he say as of this moment? Is Israel's overall objective?
Well, he says the overall objective is to make sure that Hezbollah will never be able to hit Israel again. Israel withdrew from Lebanon in the year 2000 to the international border, and Israeli officials say that since that happened, Hezbollah has built up a huge arsenal of rockets, which, you know, now Israelis have been living under rocket attacks for almost a month. And there is a sense, certainly in the army and amongst some Israeli officials, that they don't want to stop the fighting. They want to broaden this swath of territory that my colleague Eric Westervelt just talked about. He talked about Israel now being in control of 4 to 6 miles. They want to broaden it all the way to the Litani River, which is something, if I'm not mistaken, about 13 miles. That would include Israel taking over the city of Tyre, which is a fairly large city in South Lebanon. So Israel really is at a crossroads now. And they're really trying to decide what to do. What they do say is that Hezbollah obviously still does have a rocket capability, and that Israeli officials say they're not willing to go back to the situation of before, where Hezbollah could attack whenever they wanted.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
And we'll be going back to Eric Westervelt later in the show.